USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A second Republican senator has called for President Trump's resignation while House Democrats prepare articles of impeachment. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey said Sunday that the country's best path forward would be for the president to step down, joining Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in calling for his resignation. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt doesn't agree with his colleagues. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he believes the president should serve out the rest of his term.
Well, I think the country is the right way to hold presidents accountable. The president should be very careful over the next 10 days that his behavior is what you'd expect from the leader of the greatest country in the world. Now, my personal view is that the president touched the hot stove on Wednesday and is unlikely to touch it again.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
President Trump will visit the U.S.-Mexico border this week to tout his administration's work on the construction of a border wall. The president will visit the border town of Alamo, Texas on Tuesday to mark the completion of 400 miles of wall. The visit is expected to be Trump's first public appearance since the riot at the Capitol last Wednesday. Rescuers searching for an Indonesian passenger aircraft that crashed into the Java Sea on Saturday have located the plane's black boxes. The Sriwijaya Air Boeing 737-500 flight was carrying 62 passengers when it disappeared from radars about 4 minutes after taking off from the Indonesian capital of Jakarta. Crews have found debris from the plane as well as human remains in the water between Jakarta and the plane's destination on the island of Borneo. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has asked his citizens to pray for the victims and their families. All 62 people on the flight, including 7 children, are presumed dead. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Social networking app Parler is facing the possibility of having to completely rebuild its service after being dumped by several internet companies. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now, or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Baltimore Ravens are the latest team to punch their ticket to the divisional round of the playoffs, taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. Ravens quarterback and reigning league MVP Lamar Jackson threw for 179 yards and an interception, but ran for another 136 yards and a score. They'll take on either Kansas City or Buffalo in the next round. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.